Hot Mornings with Ryan DeLon and Tara Fox.
Keep up the good work.
7 to 10 a.m.
I appreciate that you share your opinion.
Hot Radio Maine.
I super appreciate that they're in line with Marv.
Maine's Hit Music Channel.
Feel Good Friday. It's Friday. What are you feeling good about?
This is just my first weekend back in Maine after my trip, so I'm feeling good about decompressing. I have a classic movie on my list that I will be checking off, Ghost. I've never seen it.
You're going to want to do some pottery after that.
I know. I mean, I know what happens in the movie, but I've just never seen the movie because everyone talks about it. It's in so many other TV shows and stuff like that. But so I will be watching that.
I got a few angry people, by the way, that hit me up the other day because we were talking movies, obscure movies.
Yeah.
And you'd mentioned so-and-so is in Grease. And I just casually said, I've never seen Grease.
Well, that's ridiculous.
And then a few people hit me and said, are you kidding me?
Yeah. Come on now. I've seen Grease.
At this point in my life, though, I'm not like going to sit down and give it that hour and a half or however long it is.
Okay, I did that recently and it will shock you.
Is it bad or is it just like problematic?
There's some problematic things in that
movie. I do kind of like that.
You will enjoy it.
All right, I do like that.
But yeah, I'm just excited to have a low-key weekend and be home and get back to my routine. What about you?
It's my birthday this weekend, but nothing.
What?
Nothing big going on or anything like that. So, you know, just kind of a low-key
weekend.
Are
you joking? You don't have... Well, I mean, you are going to be taking a vacation yourself.
Yeah, at the end of next week, I'm going to take a vacation. But
nothing planned? I find that hard to believe.
I got nothing planned. I'm going to DJ at Henry's on Saturday night. And so at midnight, I'll be out there DJing. That's technically my birthday right at midnight. So
you should force everyone to sing you happy birthday when the clock strikes midnight.
I'm not that type of guy, but it would be funny if I stopped the music.
You're not that guy, pal.
Stop the music and threw on happy birthday for myself.
Well, maybe I'll pop out.
Yeah,
and
that'd be nice.
I'll make sure it happens.
Everybody's welcome. Feel free to come through. Let's party for my birthday Saturday at midnight, technically. Like, literally at midnight, it'll be my birthday. So,
can we share your age? Because I feel like this is a big, huge milestone.
Not.
Okay, never mind. He's turning 30.
Yeah, I'm turning 30. It's my anniversary.
30, flirty, and thriving.
It's my 10-year anniversary of 30, right? Would that be what it is? Man.
Wait, I love that. I love how you just worded that.
Man, I'm going to be going through a serious midlife crisis this weekend. That's what's going to happen.
Hot Radio Maine.
Let me explain something to you one time, man.
Hot Mornings with Ryan DeLon and Tara Fox. 5 things you need to know.
Last year, we finally learned who Portland's Valentine's Day bandit was when Kevin Farman passed away in April. Sadly, the news came out that he was the one that had been organizing and putting up those red hearts all around town on Valentine's Day.
For years.
So on Thursday, the Farman Foundation announced that it has launched a website, beakevin.com, where you can download artwork for Kevin's heart for use anywhere every year on February 14th, which
How
is pretty cool.
Cool.
So the legacy lives on. I'm sure a lot of store owners and people that are living in the downtown area and now all across the state can print out that artwork and throw it up in their windows and continue the tradition here in Maine. Super cool. John Fitzsimmons, Falmouth football varsity coach since 2007, submitted his letter of resignation Thursday to the Falmouth School District.
Whoa.
We talked about the players' petition yesterday during 5 things that they presented to the school board to remove Fitzsimmons, citing concerns about player safety and charging that the coach, quote, struggled to prepare us for games. Fitzsimmons said he had resisted stepping down earlier because he did not want to buckle to what he viewed as the opinion of a few disgruntled parents, but when the majority, over 2/3 of the team, signs a petition to get you out of there, I guess you have to go.
That can't be a good feeling.
No, and he's been coaching for decades. He's 74 and he wanted to keep going, but clearly he lost the locker room, as they say. A Scarborough 911 dispatcher was able to successfully help expecting parents driving to Maine Med deliver a healthy baby over the phone on the side of the road.
Oh my goodness.
So Nicole Thompson answered a 911 call from a husband in the car with his wife who was in active labor. He was driving them through Buxton on his way to Maine Medical Center and told Thompson that he didn't think he had enough time to get to the hospital before the baby was born.
What the?
So she said, pull over, we got this. And walked them through everything. And by the time first responders showed up, it was minutes after the baby had already been born. So she was on the phone. You could hear the baby crying. And then the first responders showed up. Now she's up for some dispatcher award because of it. But
yeah, that's incredible.
Pretty wild. Now
can you imagine?
That kid is going to have an amazing college icebreaker.
Seriously.
You know, when they're like, oh, say your name and something fun about you. You'd be like, I was born on the side of the road on the way to the hospital. Like, I couldn't wait to get there.
I wonder how long they waited. you know? Like if they've had a few kids already and they were like, no, I think we have time. I think we have time. And then the mom was like, we don't have time.
This was like yesterday at 2:30 a.m. So technically like what, Wednesday overnight? Thursday so morning. So
early,
Yeah, maybe the fact that it was in the overnight.
They were sleepy.
Yeah.
I remember when one of my sisters was about to be born, she was on the way. My dad, you know, I had already been born, so he had been through it once, and he took his sweet time and took a shower, and they barely made it to the hospital.
I think there was...
What is wrong with you?
I think there was a Fresh
it's
Prince...
It's not about you.
A Fresh Prince episode where he, like, helped somebody give birth in an elevator, and ever since seeing that as a kid, I've had this irrational fear
that
of being...
That it's gonna happen to you?
Of being stuck in an elevator with a pregnant lady. And there's been a few times when
You get in and someone's pregnant and you say, I'm gonna take the stairs.
No, I look around, I'm like, there's other people in the elevator. I look around and go, eh, they look like they'll handle the crisis if it goes down. I can just sit in the background. Wait, I don't like elevators in general, so I try to avoid them. What else do we have for five things? Oh, singer-songwriter Amy Allen. She's a 2010 Wayne Fleet graduate. Maina continues to add to her songwriting credits with a new Justin Timberlake track released on Thursday called Selfish, his comeback track. Here's a little taste. 'Cause your lips were made for mine.
So if I get jealous, I can't help it. I want every bit of you. I guess I'm selfish. It's bad for my mental.
Maynard's doing cool stuff. Amy Allen crushing it. Allen thanked Timberlake for, quote, bringing me into your creative world and letting me be part of this next chapter. She posted that on Instagram. We'll see if she has any more tracks that she worked on the new album that's coming out. And last night on Fallon, JT announced going on tour.
Whoa.
World tour is coming. You said he posted the dates already?
Yeah.
Do you have them up in front of you?
No, I was just on Instagram. I saw it from the hot account.
When he posted the Jimmy Fallon announcement last night, all the comments on Instagram on his page were, we wanted an NSYNC reunion tour.
Oh, really?
There was obviously some people very excited saying like, fine, then don't buy tickets. That's more tickets for me. I can't wait to see him live. But there was a lot of people that were a little disappointed that it wasn't going to be the NSYNC reunion tour that we thought was going to happen after they got together for the Trolls soundtrack. And it was an award show that they all popped out together at. I can't remember which one it was. Was it like an MTV?
The VMAs.
Might have been the VMAs that they all...
So June 29th, he'll be at the TD Garden in Boston. I'm looking at the comments and he's calling it the Justin Timberlake, the Forget Tomorrow World Tour. And people are saying, that's not a world tour. That's a USA tour. Where are the Europe dates? And it's like, okay, well, he obviously hasn't posted like the European graphic yet.
It'll come, I'm sure.
I feel like usually nowadays they post two separate ones. They'll be like, this is the first leg. This is the second leg.
That's what Taylor did.
When I'm in a different country.
That's what 50 Cent did.
How dare you call that a world tour?
Settle down. It's like, how do you call the NBA champion the world champion when they're just
the
United States? That's been a big debate. It's because the best players in the world play in the NBA. Facts. Apple has released over 100 new emojis for its iOS 17.4 beta. The designs won't be available to all users until the official operating system updates this spring. They include a phoenix bird, a brown mushroom, broken chain, lime, head shaking vertically, head shaking horizontally, opposite direction runners, walkers, and movers, plus non-gender specifying family emojis. So that's all coming. I know the brown mushroom emoji is not going to be used for cooking.
Gross.
That is five things you need to know. Made hot by the law offices of Joe Bornstein. Injured in an accident, call Joe today for a free case evaluation. 207, call Joe, or online at joebornstein.com. Why is it gross?
Why'd you say it?
I don't know. I figured they'd use it for like doing shrooms.
Right. They would use the red one for that.
You think so?
That one's more mystical, magical.
What were you talking about?
The head of a penis. Is that what you want me to say?
No, I didn't know. I literally had no idea.
I don't believe you.
I promise you.
I don't believe you for one second, because why would you keep getting at me and wanting me to say?
Because I wanted to know what you were thinking about, because literally.
That's what I was thinking of.
My mind just went to like, oh, it's more accurate for the magic mushrooms.
Oh, yeah. No, I wasn't thinking about drugs because I don't do them.
You were thinking about penises.
Oh my God.
My mind is there's already a penis emoji.
Oh, the eggplant.
Yeah. People aren't
going to. Now they have a second option.
Oh, you're such a millennial. You use the eggplant for the penis. I use the mushroom. It depends on the size, I guess.
I don't know if I believe that you were thinking magic mushrooms.
I promise you, I was thinking magic mushrooms. That's why I was confused when you said gross. I was like, oh, Okay.
Moving along.
Not that doing drugs can't be considered gross. It was a weird reaction for me.
I know other people thought it too.
I swear to God, that's not where my mind went. And we talked about this last hour too, and that's where my mind was at last hour, was the magic mushrooms.
All right, well, I'm sorry. I can't believe you didn't include my breaking news yesterday.
Oh my God, I didn't include it. No, I forgot all about it. But when I left the station, the road was blocked off outside.
This is my story in my life. I was getting ready to leave. I was packing up.
We work at the same place.
And I heard all these sirens and fire trucks. And I was like, oh my gosh, what's going on? But I was leaving anyways. And it was happening in real time, like seconds after. And then I was like, well, I still am leaving. So I had to take the long way because the road was closed, the road that Walmart's on. And when I looped around, I saw a fire truck in front of Texas Roadhouse. And I was like, oh my gosh, that's like my favorite restaurant at the moment. What's happening? And then an hour later, I saw on Facebook that it was up in flames. So
yeah, Maura,
that was something that I knew was happening before the news.
Maura texted me and she said, did you see the video of Texas Roadhouse? And I said, no. And then I went and looked for it and I saw it. And you know what's crazy is WGME posted the video. Yeah. And I thought to myself when I was scrolling through my timeline and I saw it, and I just saw Texas fire. I was like, who cares about a fire in Texas? And I kept it moving. Literally, it's a Texas Roadhouse right across the street from us. And as I'm pulling out of the parking lot, they had that whole section all blocked off. Anyways, sad that they're not going to be open for a little bit, right?
You know what's silly is when I got back from my trip and I was driving home the other day, I was like, ooh, I could go for Texas Roadhouse this weekend. I jinxed it.
You did.
Sorry.
They said, you were just on a cruise. You need to settle down.
I've been so into it lately because it's literally packed every single night, no matter the time, no matter the day. And I was like, what's going on in there? Like, why are people going crazy for this restaurant? I mean, I've been a million times, but like, what's so great about it at this point in time? I went, I get it. Affordable eats. You cannot go wrong. Everything's good.
The bread's good.
Everything's good.
You can throw peanuts on the floor.
Not anymore. I don't think so.
No, you can.
I didn't see any.
Oh, I saw somebody the other day post a picture of them selling. Oh. Maybe they were a rebel.
They give them to you in a bag, I think.
I think you can still throw them on the floor.
Well, I totally get it now, and I'm obsessed, just like everybody else in Scarborough.
The rolls are so good.
I'm hooked now. I went for the first time in like 10 years, and now I have to go once every 2 weeks.
Hot Radio Man.
Oh, Lord.
Hot Mornings with Ryan DeLon and Tara Fox. Dirty on the 30.
A former WWE employee has accused the company's founder, Vince McMahon, of sexual assault and sex trafficking.
Oh, my gosh.
Janelle Grant alleges that McMahon pressured her into having sex with him and other WWE employee for the job in 2019. Her rep claims McMahon greeted her in his underwear, touched her, repeatedly asked for hugs, and spent hours sharing intimate details about his personal life. McMahon is also accused of sharing explicit photos of Grant and, quote, recruiting other WWE employees to sleep with Grant.
Jeez.
Grant also says McMahon forced her to sign an NDA after his wife found out about their relationship. The WWE hasn't commented at this time. I'm not like a big, massive wrestling fan. I mean, I watched it when I was younger, and I know that they play characters on television, but I feel like I'm not surprised by this news. I also feel like...
Really?
I don't know if he... is he still involved? I feel like he was like ousted, right? Like, is he still like actively involved with WWE?
I know nothing. I didn't even know who he was until a month ago when that meme was going viral of him starting to cry and being like, cut the cameras.
That's a classic meme.
Yeah, well, I didn't see it for the first time.
That's the first time you found out who Vince McMahon was?
Like a month ago.
Wow. Drake and Meek Mill shared some words for the YSL judge after Young Thug's jail call from Mariah the Scientist leaked. Did you watch the jail call?
I know she's getting a lot of hate for this, but I relate. The baby talk.
I was going to say.
Stupidness. I thought it was kind of cute.
You don't think that, like, you know, people with their significant other, they sometimes act a little bit weird or quirky or goofy. And then,
yeah,
you know,
everyone's saying she lost me with this one when she was like, daddy, am I your baby?
Well, you don't expect that to like leak out to the entire public.
I know.
I'm sure there's some weird stuff that you say behind closed doors.
Absolutely.
To your significant other.
I was dying laughing when she was making him flex his muscles.
Well, Meek Mill took to X, formerly known as Twitter, and retweeted the video, adding, this is a top-tier lawsuit. Your personal call, not supposed to be on the street. And then Drake commented under academics posting of the video, referring to it as a form of jail misconduct. He blasted the court for dragging Thug and not being able to control its employees. Drake added that he feels someone is using Young Thug's personal business for their own gain, and then he referred to the case as a wash and advocated for Thug's release.
Yeah, I've always been super confused when phone calls leak from jail. Is it legal? Is it an actual leak? Why are some public, some aren't? In this situation, I feel like it was leaked.
Oh, for sure.
Probably there was definitely a fan.
There was definitely like a jail employee that probably got paid by some site to give them the video.
The first one I think about is when Casey Anthony was in jail and she was calling her parents. Those calls were all over the news. They were everywhere. You could just easily access them. And I always wondered, why are we allowed to see this?
I wonder, like, if it's relative to the case, do they release certain things to public? This had nothing to do with the case.
Right.
So it just seemed like invasive and personal. And here we are talking about their private conversations, and it feels weird, you know?
I know. I know a lot of people were making fun of her, but I really didn't think it was that bad.
I don't think so either. 50 Cent recently showed off a dramatic weight loss, and some on social media thought he did it with Ozempic. That's like the thing now.
That's the new thing. Yeah.
Anyone loses weight, oh, they must be on Ozempic. They got to be using Ozempic. He didn't hit the gym. 50 has responded. He took to Instagram, of course.
I was talking about weight loss. I was in the gym. I was working the out, man. They're going to say it's Ozempic. I was running. I was doing what I had to do. You see me on tour. I ran around. I was 253 pounds. I came down. I'm 210 right now.
I think the fat shaming during the Super Bowl is what did it for him.
What were they calling him? Half dollar?
No, I think they were just calling him full dollar, right? Because he is a half a dollar, 50 cent. And they were like, now that's a buck.
Oh, a buck 50. They were calling him a buck 50.
Maybe a buck 50, which is mean.
Yeah.
But then he went on this final lap tour, last lap tour, and he lost a ton of weight. And he was out there working out. And he said his weight loss was a result of a rigorous 8-month training schedule in which he hit the gym 3 hours a day every day.
Whoa.
I mean, if you've seen the pictures, he lost a ton of weight for sure. Looks a lot different than when he was hanging upside down at the Super Bowl. Two New York City concertgoers sued Madonna after one of her December shows started more than 2 hours later than the advertised time. We talked about this last week while you were gone. I'm glad I have an update to bring to you. So now that you're here and can comment on it, you had this massive complaint or a big complaint. You didn't even stay until the end of the show at the TD Garden because she was so late.
Well, I had no choice. I was getting really sleepy and I had to drive 2 hours home.
What time do you think it ended? What time did you leave and what time do you think it ended?
I left past midnight. And then I looked and I think it ended around 12:30 or 12:40. So I could have stuck it out another 20 minutes, but I didn't know when it was going to end. I was starting to panic. I was like, I'm not going to get home till 2 a.m. I have to go.
This was at the Barclays in New York that this show happened. Her team revealed why the show in question started late and explained how they felt about the allegations made in the lawsuit. The shows opened in North America at Barclays in Brooklyn as planned, with the exception of a technical issue December 13th during soundcheck. They continued, adding, this caused a delay that was well documented in press reports at the time. We intend to defend this case vigorously. Madonna has not directly responded to the lawsuit. However, she was previously seemingly alluding to starting some of her shows behind schedule by saying, quote, a queen is never late.
Yeah, I mean, I saw some things that definitely made me go,
There was
I don't know if I should be repeating them. I probably won't.
Well, I repeated it while you weren't here.
You did?
Yeah,
I told you?
Didn't you see like a TikTok of the stage times?
I saw a picture that someone posted the set times, and she was never planning on coming on that early.
Mary J. Blige was listed on the massive lineup for the upcoming Lovers and Friends Festival in Las Vegas. She's not going to be there, though.
Wait, what?
Yeah, she posted a message on Instagram saying, I am beyond humbled by the response from all of you about the announcement of me on Lovers and Friends Festival. Unfortunately, my inclusion was an error, as I will be busy in preparation for my Strength of a Woman Summit just 1 week later. The lineup for Lovers and Friends still includes Janet Jackson, Usher, and the Backstreet Boys, and more. Mary J. Blige will not be at Lovers and Friends. It's not even like I have a conflict of interest that day. I got something going on a week from now that I got to prepare for. But I guess if you're going to go out and do a stage show, maybe she doesn't have, you know, the dancers or the choreography, or she wasn't mentally prepared to do that. I wonder who messed that up. Like, who accidentally, were there talks? Did they just not get it confirmed? How do you put somebody's name on the flyer and not have it locked in? Especially when it's like Mary J. Blige. It's not just somebody in the small font.
You know what I was just thinking of? This has nothing to do with Mary J. Blige, but remember how you and Spose were making fun of me because I couldn't remember the Drake concert?
Yes.
And I was like, it's a serious problem I have. Like,
you can't
I
remember the Madonna concert.
I don't
now?
Remember the concert after it ended. And you were just asking me questions about the Madonna show, and I couldn't even tell you what time it started.
You gotta get your brain checked. Tiësto is making history as the first in-game superstar DJ for Super Bowl 58. He's going to perform a set prior to the game while the players warm up and fans settle in at the stadium on February 11th. And he will then stay as the in-game DJ and play during featured breaks within the game, becoming the first DJ, superstar DJ, to ever perform throughout the Super Bowl. In the past, they've had like Khalid, D-Nice, a few other DJs have done like the warm-ups in the opening, and they've done a set for that. But this is the first time that he's sticking around through the whole game, and he's going to be doing breaks throughout the game DJing.
That's cool.
It kind of makes sense, right? It's Vegas. So they said, each year we look to elevate the in-stadium experience for our fans, and with our first Super Bowl in Las Vegas, it seems only fitting to embrace the legacy of iconic DJs in the city by having Tiësto bring his signature style to our biggest event. That was part of the NFL statement about Tiësto. So shouts to Tiësto. Pretty cool. What are we thinking? I know a lot of people want to see Kansas City lose just to end the Taylor Swift madness, but I got no skin in the game. I would love to see Kansas City versus Detroit and Detroit beat Kansas City.
Have you seen the Taylor Swift AI?
Oh, no.
Someone needs to go to jail.
I saw a headline about Taylor Swift AI pictures, but I didn't look at them. What's the story?
They're explicit photos of her.
Oh, really?
Generated by AI, and it's her at the games. And it popped up on my Twitter.
Wait, so she's at like a Kansas City Chiefs game naked?
Yeah. Oh. Well, she has body paint on, but I was in the airport scrolling, and I was like, whoa, I hope no one saw that.
Taylor.
They're disgusting.
Swift.
Don't look them up. If you saw it, you saw it. If you didn't, don't give them more engagements. It's really bad. And this is like a huge problem with AI right now and explicit images. What can you do once it's up there? I hope that she takes legal action. I saw rumors that she was meeting with lawyers or something, because that is just too much.
Well, that's what back in the day, that was like the whole, there was like a whole controversy with not even AI, but just taking like celebrities' faces and putting them on other bodies, like photoshopping them on other bodies. And those nudes would go all on the internet and people would be like, that's not her real body.
Yeah, that's basically what's happening right now.
So this has been around forever. Just now it's easier to do, I guess, with AI. That's creepy. That is creepy.
It is creepy.
That is your Dirty on the 30.
Hot Mornings with Brian DeLon and Tara Fox.
Yeah, every morning.
So we got Boys to Men tickets that we're going to give away in this hail, rain, sloppy, wintry mix, ice storm that's been going on out there. I noticed a couple schools had closings today. 207-807-1104. What do we want to do for today's pair of Boys to Men tickets, this morning's pair?
Let's keep it simple. What's something you wish you could do?
What's one thing you wish you could do? I've had this written down in my notes forever. Like weeks ago, Rihanna was on a red carpet and they asked her about kids. And she said the one thing that she wished she could do was have daughters.
Oh, right.
Because she only has boys. So she joked that that was one thing that she wished she could do. And I was like, oh, that would be a cool topic. Let's roll with that. I wrote that down. We haven't done it. It's just been sitting there at the bottom of my notes. So I'm crossing this one off now. What's one thing you wish you could do?
Can I say two?
Of course.
I wish I could do a cartwheel, and I wish I could dive into a pool. I've never, ever, ever been able to successfully do both. I've attempted my entire life and I just can't do it. And it really pisses me off.
And now as an adult, if you dive into a pool and you look awkward and somebody gets a video of it, that thing.
No.
People
I belly flop.
Laugh at it. Is it Jay-Z and Meek Mill? I feel like maybe Jay-Z or Meek Mill. One of them has a video where they're diving into the pool and it went viral because people were making fun of the form.
Great. That makes me never want to try it in public.
I think it was Meek Mill.
You know what's crazy is I grew up my whole life with a pool in the backyard, like an in-ground pool. And all my friends would come over and they would dive into the pool and I would try and just slap my face or my belly against the water and it hurts so bad. I cannot do it. I can't do it. I need swimming lessons, apparently.
Oh God. I clicked on the video and they're like doing that whole like caption thing to like verify that you're a person before I can watch this video.
For real? That's a little extra.
Oh man. Hold on. Here, hit the refresh button on that video and watch him diving into the pool. Meek Mill.
Yeah, that's me. Yeah, he looks like a triangle.
Right. That's how I imagine that. I mean, that's how I would look too if I tried to dive into a pool.
I just can't.
But it
do
looks
it.
Absolutely ridiculous. While you're doing it, you think, oh, that was a bad one. But when you watch a video of it, you're like, oh man, that's terrible.
I can feel myself not doing the right form. And I've had so many people try to teach me over the years, and then they just end up getting mad because they think I'm doing it on purpose. I don't know what my problem is.
207-807-1104. What's one thing you wish you could do? Tara chose two, I guess, if you want to.
Well, they were so simple. I figured,
cartwheel,
why not?
Dive in a pool. Got it. They're kind of in the same wheelhouse. I was just going to say, change my own oil.
You totally could learn to do that.
I know I could do it. You could also sit and practice and become a
you think
champion
I have it?
Diver. I think you could become a diver.
I was in gymnastics for most of my life as well. Could never do a cartwheel.
Well, that's strange.
Exactly.
I might have to take back what
exactly.
I just said.
Exactly.
I don't have like the hole in the ground that they have at Jiffy Lube. You know
the
what I mean?
The hole in the ground? I have no idea what you mean.
I feel like it's easier.
I don't know what happens behind the scenes.
You know, when you pull up your car and then there's the guy underneath that changes the oil?
Yep.
I feel like that's easier than like rolling underneath the car. I feel like my belly might get stuck. I don't know if I can make it underneath the car.
Oh, when the car is lifted, you mean?
I don't even think they're lifted anymore. Like you just pull into the bay at like the Pronto or whatever.
I thought you pop the hood and you pour oil in your car.
Yeah, but you have to drain the other oil. So there's a guy underneath, I think, that takes it out. I don't know. I could be wrong.
That's something that you could learn. That should be your New Year's resolution.
New Year's resolution, how to change my own oil.
I'd be too scared. I'd mess it up.
If you got two, I want two.
Okay.
Drive is standard.
Yes. I feel like that's something everyone should know. What if the world ends and you need to hop in a car real quick and you can't? You can't drive. What do you do?
Yes, that was going to be my first thought.
What if it's like in Leave the World Behind and you got to go, 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 and you hop in a car, the nearest car to you, and it's a stick shift and you can't drive it? What do you do?
I'm going to try to find a Tesla that drives itself. I don't know.
No, those you don't want in that one because they hacked those ones. They'd be driving you.
Man, see, I'm not surviving. First, end of the world, first hour, I'm gone. I'm definitely not making it past the first hour of the end of the world. Tara wants to do a cartwheel and dive in a pool. I'd like to change my own oil and drive a stick shift. So my man card's not revoked. Hot Radio Maine, Hot Mornings, Ryan DeLon and Tara Fox. Hello.
Hello, it's Rachel. I'm calling because I was told to. I want to win Boyz II Men tickets.
All right, Rachel, where are you from?
I'm from Wells, Maine.
All right, Rachel, we just want to know one thing you wish you could do.
Oh, have summer right now.
You wish you could control the weather.
Oh, absolutely. Driving right now to work is awful.
Oh, yeah.
I wonder what that would be like if you could control the weather. How many rainy days should there be? You know, there's obviously a science to it. Like
you have to have
a drought.
You can't have a drought. You have to have a couple.
You
would just plan those days on the days that you had nothing going on, like not a barbecue or a wedding or any of that stuff. Speaking of the like tough road conditions out there, stay safe, everybody, on the way in to work. I skidded into the parking lot because just...
sheet of ice.
Yeah, absolute sheet of ice. I pulled into the parking spot and Tara got out of her car and she walked into the station and I walked in right behind her and she locked the door on me.
I had no idea that you were behind me.
I can't believe that.
I know. I didn't hear you pull into the parking
lot.
Not
only did I pull in, but I skidded into the parking lot.
I didn't hear you shut your car door. I didn't hear you walking behind me. I even locked the front door to the station, and I didn't realize you were here until I heard your car lock and honk the horn. And I was like, am I really this unaware of my surroundings?
Yes. Yes. You were in your own world. Donald and Sopo, what's one thing you wish you could do?
Thinking about it, take away cancer, since I've had like my sisters and died cancer, so.
Yeah, wouldn't that be amazing if we could just prevent it?
I mean, not all the technology that they have, you think they'd have a cure for cancer.
But... right.
Well, now you made me feel stupid for saying I wish I could change my own oil.
I can change your oil.
All right.
There we go.
Unfortunately, I can't trade. I can't cure cancer either. But what am I good for, Tara? I don't know. Donald, we're going to put you in the running for the Boyz II Men tickets. We got a little bit here, and you might get a call back from us before 9, all right?
Thank you.
Hello, who's this?
This is Amber in Portsmouth. I was just in the car with my daughter, and like we were trying to call in together, but you guys were like super busy.
Oh. Are you by yourself now?
I am.
So what's your answer? What's one skill you wish you had, one thing you wish you could do?
Day when we like me and my friends would like you know dance during recess and stuff like that. Well, now they got this TikTok man, and I cannot keep up. Man, I my daughter has to teach me like 50 times.
So you wish you could be like a viral TikTok dancer?
Well, not that. I just to be able to keep up with my baby.
All right.
I'm not trying to be no star or nothing like that. I just want to be able to keep up with my baby.
That is hilarious.
Some of the moves are difficult. I've not successfully done a dance.
It's funny to see the juxtaposition of like people our age dancing when they were 13 and then like 13-year-olds dancing now, crushing it.
Oh, these girls be looking grown.
All right, we're going to put you in the running for the Boyz II Men tickets.
Okay, bet. Hey, Tara, girl, I love you too. It's good to hear your voice on the radio again, girl.
Oh, thank you.
Aw.
All right, Brooklyn. Y'all have a good day.
You too. Bye.
That was nice.
You were only gone a couple days, all right? Ease up.
He's jealous. It's his big birthday weekend.
Tiffany and Waterbro, what's one skill, one thing you wish you could do?
Budget.
Ooh, that's a good answer.
These people should have taught me a long time ago, not in my 30s.
I like to call myself the budgeting queen, the coupon queen. I feel like I could help you out with this.
All right, well, my uncle just called and said he's changed Ryan's oil, so if you want to help me with
that. Oh, that was your uncle? That was your uncle. That's awesome.
All right, there's a trade. Your uncle can change my car's oil, and Tara will help you with the budget. There it is. I'm leasing out her services.
Perfect. Thank you very much.
Katie from North Berwick. Do you spell it C-A-D-Y?
I wish, because I heard you guys talk about this candy the other day.
Oh, my gosh. So I actually watched the movie when I was on vacation, and Ryan was right. There is a scene in the movie where someone calls her Caddy, but it's because they're pretending to not know who she is. But he was on to something.
I heard it somewhere.
I thought he made it up.
See, Ryan's always right.
Yeah.
He's always right.
All right.
80% of the time.
All right, Katie. Caddy, what is one skill you wish you had, one thing you wish you could do?
I wish I could roll my tongue. Like, I feel like people that can roll their tongue in, like, threes and fours, and I can't even do the one.
Oh, the clover?
Yes. Like,
I can't do that either.
I can't do the clover.
Like, I can't even do it, like, once, like, a burrito or whatever, or a taco. Like, it's crazy. And I used to get made fun of so bad in school and my siblings and stuff because I was, like, the only one that couldn't do it.
Yeah, there was a kid in middle school. I think it was my buddy Jay. And I remember, like, him not being able to roll his tongue. And then watching somebody who can't roll their tongue try to roll their tongue is the funniest thing ever.
Well, being on the other end, I can't agree with that.
You're like, no, it's not. Not.
It's actually traumatizing.
It is kind of, yes.
Man, I don't know. It's traumatizing for you. It's hilarious to watch, though, for sure. You know what? I thought you were going to say roll your R's. In Spanish class, I could never roll my R's. I wish I could do that.
I don't get that.
I had a hard time doing that, too. Like, Spanish wasn't my thing.
No, and I would get marked down. And I was very studious. I got good grades. But it was like a skill I couldn't do. It's like no matter how much I study or how much I practice or try, it's not work. Like, I need to see a speech therapist. Like, I don't know. I can't roll the R's. And I would get marked down in my verbal tests.
You should have said that for your answer.
Oh, because when I won a ticket?
What's that?
When I won a ticket, if I would have said that for my answer?
Oh, no, I meant Ryan.
Ryan? Oh,
I meant Ryan should have said.
I really need to wind up my boyfriend. He took me to see LL Cool J in Boston.
Ooh.
And it was an amazing show. But I took him to see Bone Thugs over the summer. And then he took me to see LL. So, like, we're on this one-off competition.
Right.
So, like, what is the ultimate concert? Boyz II Men, like.
All right. Well,
she's really selling it.
Well, let's make it happen. We're going to hook you up with a pair of tickets.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Hey, you're going February 9th. This puts you in the lead with the on the scoreboard with your boyfriend?
Yes.
All right. I love it.
I think so.
I love it. You guys are there February 9th. MGM Music Hall is going to be a dope venue to watch Boyz II Men in. And congrats. You got this morning's pair of tickets.
All right. Thank you.
This person texted in and said, I wish I could find my soulmate, the skill they wish they had.
Oh, my God.
You know what makes it even sadder to read is the fact that they ended it not with a period, but with the watery eye emoji.
It'll happen. Once you stop looking for it and stop wanting it, it'll happen. Trust me.
Have you looked in a hopeless place? That's where Rihanna said to look.
Hot Mornings with Brian DeLon and Tara Fox.
Everybody knows about the wet bandits from Home Alone, but do you know about the fish bandit?
I actually did just see this.
Oh, you did?
Unfortunately, I wish you broke the news.
A 17-year-old boy was arrested last month in Utah after he was suspected of taping fish to interesting objects. The teen went on a spree between August and November, taping fish to multiple ATMs, bathroom doors, and a police cruiser. There was an Instagram account Fish Bandit posted photos of the activity on the IG, and the culprit said the duct tape fish were put in places like Phoenix, Guatemala City, Frankfurt, Germany, and Tokyo. So all over, tracked down to Utah and arrested. The Fish Bandit social media posts were actually the ultimate downfall. That's how the local authorities were able to track them down. Arrest them. Two misdemeanor counts of causing property damage. Photos are a little bit ridiculous.
Also, not to mention, were these fish frozen and he bought them at the store and they're already dead? Or were these fish alive and then tragically died?
I don't know. But some of the fish...
Some looked fresh.
May have passed away from smoking because they had cigarettes in their mouths taped to like the ATMs.
Yeah, I don't really vibe with this.
It's a little strange.
Yeah, it's kind of morbid.
There's no knowledge if he was doing it for a political statement. It sounds like something that somebody would do for a political statement. I think he was just doing it for clout and thought that it'd make for a cool Instagram. 17 years old.
It makes me feel bad for the fish.
Unless they're just fish that are already going to... I mean, I guess it's a waste of a fish from a fish market.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just... It's icky.
I don't want to touch fish at all. That would be the... That's like the part that I'd be nervous about, going fishing and having to take the fish off the hook. Slimy.
It is scary, yeah.
Have you done it? Have you ever caught a fish?
Obviously. I grew up here.
I grew up in New England. I've never caught a fish.
What? Have you ever been fishing, though?
Yeah, for sure.
No, I've caught like plenty of fish. I'm not like out going deep sea fishing and catching a giant tuna, but I've caught some bass here and there. I've caught a sunfish.
2024, my New Year's resolution. By the end of the year, I'm going to get that fish picture posted from my profile picture, me holding a fish that I caught.
Fishing is actually really fun as long as you release them back into the water and no one gets hurt.
You're with the like right crowd too, because I feel like it's also boring if you're just sitting there by yourself forever. But some people find it like tranquil, I'm sure.
I've been fishing my whole life, and I've been with Tucker, I think maybe two or three times, and every single time I immediately like have a nibble and he gets so mad because he'll never catch one. And I'm always like, oh my God, 30 seconds in, I caught a fish.
That makes total sense. Coming from the girl who we go axe throwing. It's like, I don't know how to do this.
I don't know how to do this. Gets a bullseye in 3 minutes.
Yeah, second throw.
My first throw, yeah.
Guys, like you hold it like this and then you chuck it and you go, okay, bullseye. Oh, did I do it right?
I'm a lucky person.